This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. And we continue to be ecstatic that you're with us tonight live from New York. Such a big hour, too, is on the way, by the way. We're going to continue with our top story of the night. We're going to get some reaction to it from one Kristen Tate. And then we're going to get a very special treat tonight. A tech expert from Quantum Media is going to join us and break down some of the iPhone reaction. And the question is the less than stellar iPhone response any better than the Samsungs that are blowing up in people's cars? I don't know. That's not a hard choice for me. But I'm a total geek for the iPhone. I'm a total iPhone geek. I've never asked that of the guest that we have for the Ladies Lounge tonight, but about every month or so, she makes an appearance, and she's back with us. She's a best-selling author of a book, Government Gone Wild, and she's joining us tonight, very on the down low, outside. She's literally huddling outside of a restaurant somewhere, ditching a birthday party to be with us. Kristen B. Tate, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Glad to be on.
and it's true. You're huddling outside of some restaurant somewhere trying not to be noticed.
Yes. Well, I'm at someone's house now, but yes, same thing. Same thing.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and thanks for making the time for us. One of the things we like to do on Radio Night Live is highlight the voices that I feel like from the perspective of women that are brilliant but that need to be more amplified. And Kristen has joined our team in that capacity over the last year, and we've always enjoyed the visits. Kristen, let me get you your reaction to the top story that I spent most of the first hour talking about tonight. Two things. Yesterday, late in the news cycle, and this was going into the 7 p.m. hour, we learned that the president has been paying something to the tune of $700 million a month since July of 2014 to Iran. This is in cash and gold and precious metals, etc. Congressman Peter King, appearing on my show yesterday, says he's going to open up an investigation into this. But this is a pretty big deal. That adds up to about $33.6 billion in terms of payments. Coupled with that, tonight, the White House announces that even though by law they're required to give a pay increase to our military women of 2.4% of their current income, he is, for the fifth year in a row, going to miss the mark on that, and he's invoking some sort of special power that, of course, this president seems to delight himself in, and he's only going to give them a 1.6% raise. You write a lot about millennials, and you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on, but for God's honest truth, how should the American people be reacting to the combination of these two stories over the last 48 hours?
Well, it's disgusting, especially the second story you mentioned, because it's happening right, you know, on the eve of 9/11. It's a horrible way to pay homage to our heroes. But unfortunately, Kevin, as I usually tell you when I come on the show, millennials, you know, they kind of got their head in the clouds. Most millennials probably don't even know about these stories because they don't really watch news. They get their news from, you know, nightly comedy shows and, you know, places like Cracked.com. So most millennials are not even aware of these issues, unfortunately, and I don't think they really care, which is kind of sad.
Well, when you talk about being on the eve of 9/11, and you know, most millennials, or many of them, don't remember much about 9/11 because it was 15 years ago. So unless they happen to be at the upper end of the millennial age range, they have very little, you know, actual memory of that day for themselves.
That's exactly right. I mean, most millennials don't remember that day. And, you know, when we had that horrible terror attack earlier this year in Orlando, I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, this is going to be the millennials, kind of like 9/11. You know, this is going to make terrorism a real threat. Maybe young people will finally wake up to the dangers that we face today. But even that doesn't seem to have woken many young people from their Bernie-induced slumber. So it makes you wonder, you know, how many attacks do we need before young people wake up?
Well, and that's going to be something that certainly will have to go forward. But, you know, over the last week, and this usually happens after Labor Day, more people are starting to pay attention to the election, and the polling is getting tighter. You had a quasi-debate between Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, and, you know, they at least appeared in the same locale and had some of the same questions asked of them. How would you rate their performance thus far for that generation that you write about and that President Obama used to great effectiveness in his two wins?
Well, I thought the other night at that forum, Trump did a phenomenal job. Hillary looked very bad, and of course the liberal media was just furious that she was asked questions about her email server, God forbid. But you know, I think that millennials still view Trump as being a racist, kind of out-of-touch bigot. But here's the thing, Kevin. They also don't like Hillary Clinton. So I think a lot of young people are going to stay home. You know, I went out to dinner the other night with a couple friends of mine who are the bluest of Democrats. You know, we stopped talking about politics a long time ago because we were all starting to hate each other. And even those folks were telling me they're not going to vote for Hillary because all of these drip, drip, drip of the scandals, you know, it's starting to make young people not trust her. They don't like her. So even though most young people won't be voting for Trump, a whole lot of them won't be voting for Hillary either.
Well, and that's at the end of the day, this is what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to who does a better job of convincing the pessimistic and the cynical that they really are the best choice for the future. And there was a lot of discussion about, you know, coming out of the primary, if Trump could win over the Never Trumpers and the other groups that felt alienated about it. As you're watching the polls get closer, not just from the millennial perspective, but from the kind of national picture, what's your feeling about the direction of where the race is at right now?
Obviously very tight right now. I think anything could happen. I've been saying for a while, I still think Hillary has a better chance of winning, but I think Trump certainly does have a chance. And here's the other thing you've got to keep in mind, Kevin. You and I are political junkies. Everyone
right.
in our circle is very plugged into this race, but the average American, they're not that plugged in yet. People will really start paying attention after the first debate. I think if Trump can do a really great job in that first debate, he has a real opportunity to win. That will be his first opportunity to show many Americans in his own words what he is about, who he is, and what he could do for us as president. So I think a lot rests on that first debate.
I agree with you. And I still think, despite the fact that Hillary has held the lead in a lot of the polls, I still think that the nation is kind of hungering for a disruptive election this year. I still think that that angst is sitting. I mean, I think that that disruption was what was driving the Bernie Sanders support and I think a lot of the Trump support in the primary cycles. And if he can tap into this idea that, you know, I am a disruptor, but I'm not dangerous. I'm not going to put us in harm's way, but I am going to do things differently, and it's going to be for the welfare of the country. I think he does have a good shot, because the one thing that I found absurd from Hillary Clinton yesterday when she finished her national security briefing with all those people is she comes out, and the first thing she says at her press conference is, well, you know, we just don't think that Donald Trump is a guy that you can trust. The issue of trust was what she attacked Trump on first. And you're talking about a woman who put national security secrets in bathroom servers without security software on them. I mean, this is an incredible lack of just self-awareness, for one thing, in terms of how she came across.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. People don't trust her. And I kind of think, you know, it's up to Trump to show people that he is not a dangerous choice. And it's an uphill battle for him because, listen, Hillary has to beat Trump. Trump has to beat Hillary and the media. The media has just been relentless attacking him. So it's very hard for him. Again, a lot of Americans are not as plugged in as you and I are, and they just lightly read the headlines and a lot of people really do think Trump is a bigot, so he's got to aggressively combat that damaging narrative. But Hillary's a really weak candidate, so I think he can do it.
One last little fun story. A lot of millennials were all excited about Gary Johnson. And Aleppo, what's that? Is he done?
I do. Well, I never think he had a chance in the beginning, but, yeah, it didn't look good. But to his credit, most Americans probably don't know where that is.
But most Americans aren't running for president.
Exactly. If you're running for president, you've got to be prepared. Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm a libertarian, so that was a little bit embarrassing. But, I mean, I don't think he was going anywhere to begin with. So.
Yeah. Well, he had a shot. He might get into the debates. And I thought, you know, if he could get in there, he would
would
have given him a chance.
Nightmare,
at least.
If he had gotten into the debates, it would have hurt Trump a lot. He would have gotten probably a lot of traction from the never Trumpers and from people who don't like either of them. So it's probably for the best, at least from Trump's perspective.
It'll be interesting to see how that happens. Okay,
yeah.
Kristen, thanks for the time. Tell your birthday partiers that we appreciate their sharing you with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. And we've had a temporary speed bump on the Facebook Live feature. So if you want to watch online, you need to go to TheBingeThinker.com and watch our Ustream feed. That's the best way to watch it online. But we've got a lot of people dialing us up tonight from the Las Vegas area and the Henderson, Nevada area. There are a lot of military that serve in that region. And I want to get straight to your calls because this, I can understand why tonight's topic would be something of such extreme concern. Let's start with line two. Elfrida, calling from Las Vegas. Elfrida, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I just discovered the new station that you're on.
What's the channel that it's on?
2.1, or 2-1, I guess.
2-1 on your normal
server.
Yeah,
I don't have cable.
Right.
I just have, air. So the channels that I get are sporadic, but I've been listening to Newsmax, which is a conservative talk show, and now you're on the air. And
every Saturday night, Elfrida, we're here at the same time every week.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't have Facebook. I don't have the internet.
No problem.
Well, the reason is I'm on Social Security. I have to pick and choose where I spend my money.
Sure.
But anyway.
You don't have $700 million a month to just send to Iran, do you?
Well, I'm in agreement with President Obama in this regard, because that money was confiscated from Iran originally. And that's okay during times of stress, between nations, but that's not okay to hang on to it forever. That's why we have so many problems with these countries, because we are, we're bullies, and we don't want to be perceived as a bully around the world.
Yeah, I disagree with it on the Iran case for a couple of reasons, but I understand where you're coming from. Thank you, Elfrida, for the call. Let me quickly go to line one. Joe is in Henderson. That's right up the street from Las Vegas. Joe, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you. How's everything in Manhattan? That's what a lot of people don't realize.
It's doing great. We're having a hot, sweaty, summery night tonight.
That's what we got. We got 8% humidity and 100 degree temperature.
So what's your thought on what we're discussing?
The military do deserve a pay raise, no doubt about that. It's too bad they're not getting the 2%, but the president decided for whatever reason to give them the 1.6.
Which is awful. They were guaranteed by law to get 2.4.
Well, I didn't know they were guaranteed that, but they are entitled to that, and maybe a couple months from now they will get the balance of that raise.
I don't know, Joe. He hasn't done it in 5 years. Thanks for the call. What's really interesting about this is he's required by law to give certain cost of living increases, and he has used he's invoked a little executive action to, for the last 5 years, come in under that amount every single year. He gave a 3% plus raise about 6 years ago. But all the ones since have been less than 2%. And even just the cost of living average has far outpaced what our military have gotten. And yet, he found $700 million a month from July of 2014 without the congressional knowledge, without the knowledge of the American people getting to weigh in. Seems to me to be a bunch of hooey. Line three, Dawn is also in Henderson. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure thing.
I am living with a Vietnam vet who's 80% disabled.
Mm.
And in the last 2 years, they haven't given any COLA raises to these poor guys. Just numbers out there. That would be at this 1.6 COLA raise, $24 a month, $288 a year.
Hmm.
And they don't get any dental. So their teeth are falling out. These poor guys deserve a hell of a lot better than what the government's given them. And a 2.4 would at least give them a steak on the table to eat. This $33.6 billion business is just appalling. If we were on good terms and offered to pay back,
that's what I'm saying. If they weren't stabbing us at every turn, we might consider it.
In our flag, right? And this could do a lot of good, not only to the veterans, all ages across the board, but to our Social Security and elderly people recipients, because this also affects them, and people sometimes don't realize. This increase is also for the senior citizens of America also. And they're having a hard time. Just go around here and go to a food line. The majority of them are senior citizens.
Well, it's interesting.
And, it's a sad day in America today.
It's very interesting, Dawn, that this is what we're facing. And, you know, to come right on the heels of 9/11, I mean, a real kick in the teeth, no pun intended. Thank you for the call, by the way. No pun intended. She talks about how they don't have dental. But to come right on the heels of 9/11 tomorrow, to be announcing that, oh, we're not going to get, you're not going to get the raise that we said you were going to get. You're going to get less than that, and it's going to be hardly a pittance of anything. Really, it's just unbelievably harmful. Well, thank you for those of you that have taken part in the discussion. We'll still take your calls, 888-340-3373. I do have a guest coming up in the next segment. Ari Zoldan is the head of Quantum Media, and he keeps his eyes peeled on all things related to tech and gadgets and things that are coming up. And if you're a smartphone user and you've been debating the Samsung 7 versus the iPhone 7, he's going to give us a little bit of insight on what we might want to think about. One is blowing people up. Well, their cars. The battery's literally catching on fire and exploding. But the other one's not. But the other one didn't have a great rollout this week, so we'll get into that. Also, the other thing that's bothering me, and as you can tell if you're watching on the television side of things tonight, I'm wearing my Jason Witten, number 82, because tomorrow is the opening day of the NFL season. It falls on 9/11. The NFL, from the very first year of 9/11 in 2001, when they came back a couple of weeks after the season, they made a big deal about supporting our first responders and standing up for our military and standing with America. Well, this has been the preseason of Colin Kaepernick. Horrible human being who has been dissing the country because he's upset with police. So tomorrow he's going to sit while the national anthem plays because he's protesting police. And tomorrow the Seattle Seahawks have threatened to do a whole team-wide thing to protest the police while dissing the country. On Thursday there was a young kid from the Denver Broncos did the same thing, taking a knee during the national anthem instead of standing with their hand over their hearts. The NFL is, they don't have any problem with those protests. But there's a player that wants to wear 9/11 commemorative shoes tomorrow, and the league has threatened to fine him if he wears them. They say 9/11, never forget, on the back of the shoe. And then the Dallas team wanted to wear a patch in honor of their police department, who lost 5 officers this year. They've been denied the opportunity to do that. Just a really discouraging reality when you look at what the NFL is doing. Anyway, coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys.
Well, glad you're with us. The Music of the Hot Sardines, our house band on Saturday nights, and we're glad to be with you. It's Radio Night Live from Manhattan, and as you've heard, reaching to every corner of the country tonight via Biz TV, which is a phenomenal over-the-air business network, and then also some 300 great radio outlets joining us every Saturday night. If you're watching on the television right now, by the way, you just saw a very busy shot of Times Square, which is just hopping, even though it's like 95 degrees and, 87% humidity or something like that. How long are we going to let the music play, guys? This is really kind of fun. Okay, there we go. Talk until it stops playing. Man, 2 minutes into the show. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We don't often do stuff that departs from the hard news of the day. And tonight, when you've got a breaking news story like what we led with, you know why? Because you have the right to know if your president's going to cheat the military while sending $700 million a month to Iran. I feel like that's relevant. But there's also some other areas of news that are very relevant. How many of you use a smartphone? I actually asked a group of people this last week, and everybody's like, pretending like, you know, they're dirt poor and everything. And then I say, how many of you have a smartphone? Every hand in the entire room went up. So when Apple releases the iPhone 7, when Samsung releases their Galaxy 7, this is a big deal. So I decided to ask my very good friend, who has never appeared on this show, Ari Zolden, who is the founder and the chief bottle washer. I think he turns the lights on and off, pushes the broom sometimes, of Quantum Media. It's a media tech and marketing firm here in New York. And Ari, I'm not far off, am I? You're there first thing in the morning. You're the last one to go home at night.
Try. I certainly try.
That's why people know that you're the boss, because you're the one doing that stuff.
I'm scrubbing the floors usually at the end of the late day.
That's right. So, that's right. Well, thanks for jumping on board with us. Let me just quickly get to some of the interesting tidbits about this. There seems to be some sort of issue with the Galaxy 7, and, of course, the iPhone 7 came out this week. So who's in bigger trouble, iPhone that didn't get really good reviews or Galaxy that keeps blowing up and now they got the Commerce Department or somebody's putting out warnings saying don't turn them on if you have one?
It's a good question, Kevin. It's certainly been a challenging week for the smartphone market. As you said, the Galaxy Note recall because of battery failure is certainly a very, very big issue and a lot of cause for concern. On the other side, you know, the jury's still out whether the iPhone 7 will be a hit. There's no question there'll be some good traction, but there's a lot of hype in terms of expectations, what people are expecting, what they're not expecting. As we spoke about in the past, every time a new version of the iPhone comes out, there's this super, super hyped up expectation. And the question is, well, whether or not, you know, the iPhone met those expectations or not.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that it seems like people are getting really jazzed about is this the new camera in the iPhone. Talk about, and they talk about it like they're catching up to the Samsung product. Is that how we should understand it? Had Samsung outpaced them in the camera department for a couple of releases?
Probably now, at this point, they're probably head-to-head in terms of the specifications. What's exciting and what's certainly game-changing for the iPhone community and for the Apple community is the fact that you could go underwater right now and you could take short video clips and photographs underwater, which I think is really a very, very cool step in a direction where the industry is headed.
Had that not been done by other phones yet?
It has. It has been done by Samsung, by HTC, but it's never been done in the Apple community.
Gotcha.
So in this ecosystem, it's a huge, huge deal, and it's exciting for all those Apple lovers out there.
Now they're making a big deal about this. They're saying it's water resistant, but not waterproof. What's the difference between the two?
Sure. So there's nothing really out there that's completely waterproof. And we all have watches, and they say, you know, we're led to believe it's waterproof. But the truth is, you know, you can't go a thousand feet below sea level. The watch is going to implode. The same thing. It's water resistance up to a certain level. So there's nothing really that's out there that's truly waterproof. Everything is just water resistant up to certain levels. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't suggest, you know, if we go on to vacation together, Kevin, that we go, you know, scuba diving with it. But certainly if we go snorkeling, I'd say I think that's a safe bet.
Oh, well, that's cool. And that helps, you know, people used to have to buy those awful, you know, disposable underwater things. And they
right.
never took clear pictures. To
right.
have the state-of-the-art camera that's going to be in that thing is really quite something. Hey, Ari, we got to take a break. But when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the tech world. You spend a lot of your time. You've got some companies that you're close to, some things that you're watching, some people that are doing some really innovative stuff. I'd just love for you to shine a spotlight on some things that you think would be great for us to know about tonight. And we'll do that with Ari Zolden as we continue. He's the CEO and founder of Quantum Media, and he is a good friend. So we hope you'll stay with us. That's all coming back. Radio Night Live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
See when you call. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, and we're live every single Saturday on Biz TV Coast to Coast and then on 300 great radio stations. And on the Biz TV network, if you missed some of it from hour one, then just keep watching at 11 o'clock Eastern because it just kicks right back on. We go through the whole show all over again. I don't actually do it live the second time. They have the magic of technology that has figured that out. But it's a great way to spend your Saturday night, and we're appreciative of every single person that calls and for every one of you that have been part of the broadcast tonight. 888-340-3373 is our toll-free number, and, of course, we welcome your participation in the discussion. Ari Zolden is my very good friend. Actually, he's been a tremendous friend, and I've really never gotten him on the air of any of my broadcasts, and this week we're changing all that because I'm going to start talking about tech a little bit more often, and he's my go-to guy. Ari's the guy that I call and say, hey, I don't know anything about this. What do you know? And then he gives me the total down low. He's the CEO and founder of Quantum Media, a tech and marketing firm here in New York. And Ari, besides the Apple stuff, you were watching all kinds of other trends in the markets this week. First of all, tell us what Quantum does and how you bring value to the people that you work with.
Sure. First of all, Kevin, it's great, and it's certainly, and I always tell you this, you know, face to face. So don't have the opportunity just to broadcast it to your great audience base. But truly, I so appreciate our friendship and our relationship. It means a lot to me, and I'm a huge fan of the work that you're doing on
Thank
radio.
You, sir.
So it's cool. Really, it makes me proud, if I could say.
Okay, Dad.
Exactly right. Exactly. Having said that, just myself being in the technology and the startup space for about 20 years or so, pioneering a lot of voice over IP and telecom in the late 90s, and then wireless into early 2000, followed by a big splash in e-commerce. We've had a lot of opportunities over the years, people and companies approaching us and saying, hey, Ari, you know, you've done a great job marketing yourself, marketing your products, whether it's online or on television or in the media. Do it for us. Always was very hesitant, quite frankly, Kevin, to be in the client space, to be in the service business. I was more just a builder, building companies. But decided with encouragement from my wife, I started taking on clients and startups. And the company's been doing great. We're scaling very well. But we look for companies that are in very unique spaces that are very vertically focused that we take on, and that also have a social impact to them. There's a lot of good business out. There's a lot of businesses out there, but we find that the more selective we are, the more successful we could be for our clients. And again, they've got to be moving the needle. They've got to be doing something different. We're not interested in the Me Too companies, right? There's a lot of copycat companies out there, reproducing similar software, similar hardware. We're looking for, you know, innovative, emerging new technology, but wrapped in what we say, working with really good, honest people. And that's really been our business model. It's been going really well.
You cannot get enough of those people into a business portfolio. It's just impossible.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The fact that they're working with you is also a huge benefit. But so you talked about social impact. Give me an example of one or two of the people you're working with right now, and how are they making that social impact?
Sure. So there's a company based in Lakewood, New Jersey, a company called CBO Baby. They make oversized onesies for toddlers that have difficulties or challenges in terms of either growth or they're autistic or they're growing at a rate that's not really supported. They're not able to get sort of a specialty clothing within the onesie community.
Oh, wow.
So it's special because as children, you know, they go from babies to toddlers, the standard fits are the typical off-the-shelf stuff that you'll get at any baby shop. But some of these toddlers still need that onesie support, if you will. So they're sort of custom-making specialty onesies for the autistic community or the special needs community.
That is incredible.
That's cool. Right. So that's like super innovative. People aren't doing it. I don't know any other manufacturers doing these specialty clothing, especially clothing market for these individuals. And I feel that that's sort of it's a very, very special place to be.
Well, as the father of a son who's on the spectrum and another son who has had severe special needs for much of his life, that really touches me. So good on them. And what's their name again? How do people reach them?
Sure, it's CBO Baby, so it's Charles Barry Oliver Baby, B-A-B-Y.
Okay. CBOBaby.com.
CBOBaby.com, and they're doing great. Husband and wife team, they're just doing great work. Their vertical is special needs, special clothing, and their story is great. Their story is great.
It is.
The product is incredible.
Very cool.
And they're bettering the world. You know, there's a term, Kevin, and you're going to see when you come over for, and I know you've done the Shabbat dinners before. for being in Israel, but there's a term called Tikkun Olam. It's the concept of bettering the world. So we like working with companies that are moving forward and are bettering the world, and that's really a good example of one of our clients.
We got time for one more. Give us just something a little bit different.
Sure. There's a communication company called Pipestream. They're a software instant message platform that enables customers to be able to instant message, if you will, with brands directly.
Oh, wow.
So that's cool, right? So let's say you're running late to your flight, or you need to check into your you have a question about your JetBlue or United airline ticket. Typically you have to go online, find, you know, United's 800 number, call them, wait online for 30 minutes till you get a representative. Here you could directly instant message the corporate client or the brand, and just easy access to these big corporations.
That is crazy cool.
Exactly.
And I could have used it a couple of weeks ago when I was on a United flight that almost killed me. But I won't tell that story at this time.
I was following you on Facebook with that. This would have been perfect. You download the app, you go ahead, you communicate directly with the airline. It's instant access to them, and I think it's certainly game changing in the industry.
That is really cool. Well, Ari, get ready to come back because we're going to have you back. But thanks for being with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Kevin. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, Ari Zoldan, CEO and founder of Quantum Media, and again, very cool. Pipestream and CBO Baby, a couple of things you might want to check into, particularly if you know families that have those special needs kids and could use that unique specialty clothing. Anyway, Kevin McCullough coming right back. Final segment and final thoughts tonight. It has to do with 9/11 and the NFL. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Tomorrow is 9/11, and that's always a difficult day, odd day for me, because the day of the attacks was the day after I became a full-time radio talk show host. It was my first full day on the air, and in the market of Chicago where I was working at the time, I think I did something like 10 hours on air that day. And here we are 15 years later. And we are faced with some really unique challenges in these times that we are living in. We've got the NFL with the guys. Can you lower the music a little bit? I'm trying to subtly let you know. We've got the NFL with some big challenges. There's players that are planning tomorrow to show disrespect to the flag. They plan to protest. Police. This is the purpose of their protest, that they're going to say that the police in this country are brutal and that they need to be, in some instances, done away with. There's people in the Black Lives Matter movement that are actually saying we need to do away with police forces altogether. And some of these guys that are going to protest the flag tomorrow are going to feel that way. And I can't help but just be heartbroken about what that means. Because 15 years ago, tomorrow, on a perfectly beautiful, eerily perfect day in Lower Manhattan, planes flew into buildings, bodies were charred, others were thrown out of windows, others jumped out of windows and obliterated as they hit sidewalks. Some were caught under the crush of a building that fell on them. And many never returned home to kiss their kids goodnight that night. And the hole that was left in the ground was only eclipsed by the hole that was left in our nation's hearts. And it wasn't football players who found themselves going up the stairwells to rescue as many people as they could. Had the buildings been filled to capacity and had the hits been right, they could have lost as many as 30,000 people to death on the day of 9/11. Losing 2,700 instead was a tremendous testimony to the effort of the first responders, the police, the firemen, those who bravely said, "I'll put my life on the line in place of my fellow countrymen." Friend, I cannot be anything other than emotional about tomorrow. I lost friends on 9/11, and I'm assuming that many of you did as well. I would just urge Colin Kaepernick, the Seattle Seahawks, the player for the Denver Broncos, and anyone else who thinks that tomorrow is the day to make a big statement about our flag and about our country because of police, that they would reconsider. Because it is not a day that should be approached with anything than less than perfect gratitude for men that gave everything so that you and I can still be here. That's my thought tonight, and I hope that you'll make tomorrow as meaningful as you can. Kevin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Thank you for being with us. Thanks to Ari Zolden and Kristen Tate and every caller that made it on tonight. We'll see you next week.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.